I'm feeling. But your love we will always believe in. Though you may think my faith is in vain, till Shiloh we chant Rastafari's name.
Yes, my people, you are tuned to the Impact Sound right here on KXRY Portland, 91.1 FM, K296 FT West Haven, serving Portland at 107.1 FM, and K219 KU Nehalem, serving the Oregon coast at 91.7 FM, streaming live and archived at xray.fm. Radio was yours. That was the sweet dulcet tones of Max Romeo and the Emotions with a Rainbow. I got a big one here going out to everyone out there in the streets, staying strong on this day of action. There is no surrender and there is no retreat. Listen to Empress Sativa.
I'm gonna fight to the very last breath. No retreat, no surrender. I'm gonna fight to the very last breath.
Yeah, I never give up and see to no defeat. With the heart of a lioness proceed. With faith size a mustard seed, we will achieve. Move mountains, our burdens up to cope with ease. You see, warriors size the poor bodies, they at least feet high purpose be. Stand for truth and righteousness, when some of them are scared to speak. They ill prepared, repeat them histories. My feet as a queen and a beast. To be a beacon to hope for those who can't cope in a world full of challenges.
No retreat, no surrender. I'm gonna fight to the very last breath. Retreat, no surrender. I'm gonna fight to the very last breath.
Goliath slewed by David sling and a stone. The Philistine by Samson with the donkey jawbone. The moral, it's not impossible to do it left alone. on the battleground when you must hold your own. Never fear no one. Resilient, warriors militant, cognizant that the man is the master of his decision. What's asked us shall be given, the universe bring fruition, regardless of your situation.
No retreat, no surrender.
No retreat.
I'm gonna fight to the very last breath. No retreat, no surrender. I'm gonna fight to the very last breath.
Every essence, every fiber of my being, every breath in LXL produced an opportunity to make you so today. Tomorrow is no guarantee. In the present moments, I see destinies defined by these. Can't so con. Worry, peace. My people better be wise and not weak. Stop going through the system, keeping wealthy the elites. While in the ghetto, youths are suffer fit the poor, them can't find no relief.
No retreat. No surrender.
Faith size the mustard seed, we will achieve. Move mountains of burdens of so cool with ease. Barriers I step over these, they at least feet I purpose. We stand for truth and right justice. When some of them are scared to speak, they ill prepared. Repeat them histories. My feet are the queen and a beast. Be a beacon to offer those who can't cope in a world full of challenges.
No retreat, no surrender. I'm gonna fight to the very last breath. No retreat, no surrender.
Iowa, one must seek to become masters of themselves, searching deep within for the infinite source of power. Empress Sativa representing alongside Gina Morgan.
We wanna hold, we wanna lick some collie. Then you will see. Every day you're wondering, wondering, what will you do? Every day you're wondering, wondering, what will you do? What will you do? People will always try to talk bad things about you as you walk and walk along each day, wondering, wondering. Every day you're wondering, wondering, what will you do? Wondering, wondering, when you'll be free. You wouldn't even try to reach the top. Then you will see. You wouldn't even try to reach the top. Then you will see. Every day you're wondering, wondering, what will you do? Every day you're wondering, wondering, what will you do? Oh, oh. Wondering. Oh, yeah. Try to talk bad things about you as you walk and walk along each day, wondering, wondering. Every day you're wondering, wondering, what will you do? Every day you're wondering, wondering, when you'll be free.
Yes, yes, you're tuned to the Impact Sound right here on X-Ray FM, where Radio was yours. Now, last week, our own DJ Dump Truck got to sit down with Rootsy from the Reggae Road Trip to talk a little bit about what they got going on. Sounds like it's going to be quite an exciting trip. So let's hear from them.
Rootsy, Dump Truck here. We're on.
Yeah, I'm gonna suck it. Heavy, 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 heavy.
Dump Truck here. We're on X-Ray FM on the Impact Sound.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity and big up X-Ray Radio. And I'm happy to be here. My name is Rootsy, and I am the promoter of Reggae Road Trip, a musical reggae music-based travel adventure that will be happening in Kingston, Jamaica, April 23rd through the 27th of 2026 for the first time. So Reggae Road Trip is an experience where fans of foundation reggae, so we're not talking about jiggy music, okay? We're talking about the old stuff, you know, the real reggae music. You know, it's an experience and a chance for them to get up close and personal with the icons of reggae. And so the idea basically came from the fact that, you know, through my decades of working in the reggae music business, I've had the opportunity to befriend a lot of the artists, musicians, you know, sound men, producers that are from that era. And it's a wonderful experience to know them, because when I'm around them and speaking to them, they have all of these great stories and great information that you really can't find online. And so I said, well, you know, the average person, you know, really loves reggae. And I've seen, witnessed with my own eyes, you know, people coming to New York that want to meet people from, you know, that era, because we have a lot of people in New York from that era as well. So, yeah, so it's not, it's an opportunity to get up close and personal. And as I said, me having this great relationship with all of these wonderful people, I don't think I was taking it for granted, but it's like one day I just woke up and I said, you know what, this would be a great experience for people to be able to get up close and personal with these type of talents, because it's not something that they can do on a normal basis. You know, we have millions of reggae fans all over the world that, you know, buy music, you know, they buy records, they buy music, they go to all of these great reggae festivals and concerts all over the world, but they never get a chance to, you know, even just shake the hands of these people, you know, have a conversation with them, even if they get to meet them and take a, you know, a picture with them, that may be as far as it goes. And I said, I have this great, you know, relationship with them, and I said, I think that other people would like to be able to get to meet them, get up close and personal, you know, have a one-on-one with them and pick their brains.
It's fantastic. And the names, I mean, Ken Booth, Big Youth, Johnny Clark, Tony Gregory, Fred Locks, the Congos, I mean.
We have the Heptones, all three Heptones, which is a great replacement. That's new and hot off the presses. So, yeah, so at the end of the day, just this opportunity to be able to meet these people, you know, get autographs, you know, talk to them, take photo ops. It's you know, it's definitely a once-in-a-lifetime experience, because, as you know, the population of people that I'm talking about, these are elders. You know, most of them are like 70 and up. Right. And, you know, they are, you know, a very, very precious breed at this moment. And so their information and their stories is an opportunity for us to be able to help to preserve the history of reggae music. Because, as I said, a lot of the information that they have, you cannot find this online.
It's a national treasure. I mean, and what you're doing is, you know,
you
know, helping with cultural preservation. And why don't you tell people that don't, you know much about it, what they could expect?
So we will be definitely taking, you know, our group record shopping. You know, there's great places here that still have records. There's some exclusive places that, you know, you can't even really, you know, as just a general person from the public, even get to these records, because they have some, you know, private dealers and people that actually, you know, have records. And so we're going to take you guys around to some of these places, and that's going to be a great experience. You know, because there's, I mean, I buy records online sometimes, but I'm telling you, there's nothing like actually getting my records from Jamaica, where, like, they're the original presses, which I know a lot of us music nerds, we value the original presses to even feel the energy, you know, because you know that somebody, you know, was playing this at one time, and, you know, from the past, and just to even feel the energy from the vinyl, you know, it's definitely an experience. We're also going to be taking our group around to all of the great reggae museums. In the recent, a lot of the veterans have decided to open up museums. You have the Bunny Striker Lee Museum, which just opened this past summer in 2025, and the Sugar Minot Museum, which is open. And then Ken Booth has a museum in his house. And so we'll be getting to experience that, you know, which is great. Judy Mowat has a museum in her house. So these are the type of places that we will be taking people, as well as just areas that that were known to be popular areas where artists and, you know, musicians used to hang out or frequent, and certain studios. And a lot of those places are not there anymore, but just the area is still there, of course. And yeah. just to be able to see the area, feel the vibe, get the history, and, you know, learn about this is what happened on this corner, or, you know, this is what happened, this is, you know, this is where this was recorded, you know, certain songs or whatever. So that's going to be a great experience. Another great experience, of course, is the great reggae nighttime scene. There is actual rub-a-dub parties, you know, where you can hear foundation music. You're going to find a more mature crowd and people that want this type of music, these type of artists and things like that. But it's going to be an experience, because the great thing about a lot of these events is that a lot of the veteran artists hang out there, you know, and they're there. So this is also another opportunity to just, you know, meet and mix and mingle. Just never know who you're going to meet or who you're going to see in Jamaica. It's definitely a wonderful place. And then we are going to go on a reggae celebrity home sightseeing tour. It's not necessarily artists that are on Reggae Road Trip. We're going to go see where Barrington Levy lives. We're going to go see where Barris Hammond lives. I mean, we might even go see where Vybz Kartel lives, because, yeah, people are interested in this. And, you know, you'll be getting a little bit of story, backstory about, you know, where they live. And you know what? Jamaica is so personable. They may even come outside and greet us. So that's also, you know, a great opportunity. And so the highlight of the 5 days is the meet and greet, which is the actual day that you guys will be able to get to meet and greet these artists. It's going to be held at the great AC Hotel located in New Kingston. Mm-hmm. And we are going to basically have this meet and greet where it'll be like, you know, like a mixer where people are mixing and mingling. The artists are there. Like I said, there's going to be great selectors there. We even have the opportunity for some of our group to, if they want to upgrade, they can actually play music at the Reggae Road Trip. The second half of the meet and greet is where these talents are going to form a panel where it's going to be symposium style, where they're going to be sharing their stories, their information, and then, of course, the audience gets to ask them all of their musical questions that they have. And so we're really excited to bring this to, you know, forthcoming. And just to let people know, we will also be expanding to have a reggae road trip, one reggae road trip per year in each of the different four regions, which is Jamaica. We're going to have one in England, we're going to have one in New York, and we're going to have one in Canada, which tends to be, you know, the hubs of where a lot of these artists still reside, and you can still find them, and there's a lot of tremendous history. They could definitely check out the website, or, you know, even if they just Google Reggae Road Trip, will pop up. Thank you so much for the opportunity, and thank you, Yoni, big up the whole crew, and just looking forward to Reggae Road Trip, you know, getting out there and getting to the masses. Like I said, it's our first year, and we definitely are attempting to, you know, reach people in all corners of the world, because, as you know, people all over the world know and love reggae.
Yeah. I'm going to suck it. Heavy. Heavy. Heavy.
gonna bust your mind.
I can't be late. town and tell the people about the musical disc coming your way. Now wait in the town and tell the people I've got a musical disc like in a voodoo village. Like a big musical disc with a straight.
Thank you.
The incredible Gregory Isaacs right there on Parks Records with his version of Willow Tree. Wanted to get that one in today. Been stuck in my head for a while. This next one here is going out to the Wayward Girls Soul Club in dedication to their incredible show last week. If you missed it, you can check it out at the archive at xray.fm. Not to be missed.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood, skin and bone. A mind that's weak and a back that's dumb. You know, 16 times, what do you get? Another day older and a deeper in debt. Say, Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company's door. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. Picked up my shovel and I went to the mine. Loaded 16 tons, a number 9 coal. The snowball said, God on your soul. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and a deeper in debt. So beat it, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company's door. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and shooting is my middle name. Born in a cane, break by old mama hound. No, I don't, mama, make me walk the line. I load 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and a deeper in debt. Say, Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company's dough. Coming better, step aside. A lot of men didn't and a lot of them died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. The right don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and a deeper in debt. Say, Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company's door.
Yes, Natty Bow and the Savoys there with their version of 16 Tons. Up next, I don't know if you saw, but the Pickathon lineup got released and the Sincere's are coming to Portland. Couldn't be more excited. This is a rock steady track from their lead singer, Joey Quinones. You can grab a copy on Coal Mine Records for you.
True. Herbie, where you going with that money in your hand?
I've got money, marbles and song, streets are fair, but I still think I'm gonna walk.
He was the most peculiar man. He was the most peculiar man. When he walked down the street, every little girl he'd meet, he would kiss his teeth, knock his head on the concrete. He was a most peculiar man. He was a most peculiar man.
Did he smoke?
Yes, he did.
Did he drink?
He never touched that thing.
Did he smile?
I never seen him, but love, he got it all. He was the most peculiar man. He was the most peculiar man. He was the most peculiar man. Was a most peculiar man. When he walked down the street, every little girl he meet, he would kiss his teeth, knock his head on the concrete. He was a most peculiar man. He was a most peculiar man.
Did he smoke?
Yes, he did.
Did he drink?
No, he don't.
Did he smile?
I never seen him, but love, he got it all. He was a most peculiar man. He was a most peculiar man. He was a most peculiar.
This has been another transmission from the Impact Sound right here on X-Ray FM, where radio is yours. Stick around for the Wayward Girls Soul Club right after this. And you know, my friends, I'm proud of each and every person out there standing up for what they believe in and make this world a better place and make this country a better place. So we say, be good to yourselves, be good to each other, smash the fash, and never give up and never give in, because we know the better must come.
Trying a long, long time, still I can't make it. Everything I try to do seems to go wrong. It seems I have done something wrong. Why they trying to keep me down? Oh, God bless, no one curse. Thank God I'm not the worst. Better must come one day. Better must come. They can't conquer me. Better must come, yeah. I've been trying a long, long time, but I can't make it. No one to give me an helping hand. They only trying to keep me down. Oh, God bless, no one curse. Thank God I'm not the worst. Oh, my people can't see. They try to take advantage of me. Better must come. Better must come, yeah. Better must come one day. Better must come. Yeah, yeah, yeah.